Scientists at Edinburgh University have stolen a march on their rivals in the race to develop the potential of nanotechnology. They've succeeded in moving a tiny droplet of water by transporting it along a layer of light-sensitive molecules. Well, Professor David Lee is the principal researcher in the project, and he's in our Edinburgh studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is this such a breakthrough?
Well, of course, many now share the belief that nanotechnology can have a major impact on our economy and our society, but getting things from the lab to the real world is a real major hurdle. And what we've been able to demonstrate is that artificial molecular machines can be interfaced with and actually perform a visible task in our everyday world.
When you talk about our everyday world, then what sort of things could it in the future be used for?
Well, in the short term, we're thinking of so-called lab-on-a-chip type of technologies where we move a droplet of liquid around on the surface of a silicon chip, and it can be used for many different sorts of tests. But in the future, if we were able to move things that not just liquid but actually larger solid objects, one could think of actually being able to move objects around just using something as simple as a laser pointer. So say that's a long way away, yes.
A real layman sort of thing, then. You could sit in your armchair and move everything around and bring it to you.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Nature uses molecular machines to do everything in biological processes, from your muscles moving to you being able to see, from moving around the ions in your brain. And when man can get a handle on how to use that technology as well, it really will revolutionise our approach to science and technology.
And does this mean that here is really leading the world in this?
That's right. Scientists at Edinburgh have had a long history of making progress in this area. A group there reported the first molecular motor a few years ago, and this is just another step towards making this technology a reality.
Obviously a lot still to do though.
Yes, we've got a long way to go, but it's amazing how fast this sort of work is progressing, not just in Edinburgh but all around the world.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning, Professor David Lee.